Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Oh, I forgot about that little music that they do in the beginning. It's like, ta-da! Anyway, this is Nancy Ryan, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, and it's really nice to be with you tonight. I think this is the first time in over 2.5 years that I've done a show on a Sunday evening. My shows are always the second and fourth Thursdays of each month, and we'll get back to that. But I've been doing Hamilton Radio in Trenton, as well as getting back into the Blog Talk Radio, which I love, because I can have callers call in. At some point, I'll probably do that. But I like to focus on my guests. So here we go. My special guest tonight was a total surprise to me up until yesterday. And I guess it was a real surprise to her. It's my sister, Peggy Ryan Marchese. Hello, Peggy.
Hi, Nance.
Hey. Well, anyway, I'm sure glad that you got through, that I was able to get you into the queue, because it's a first. So I'm very excited to have you call me. And this is great. It's like everything's working perfectly the way it should. And so I just wanted to thank you for calling in. You are my first really caller that I've had in all of my broadcasting time. So I appreciate your help. It means a lot to me that you're my very first caller. So, Peggy, what happened is when I did the test, unfortunately, when I created the episode, I did not unclick on Facebook. So this went into Facebook, and it not only went into Facebook, but it went into notifications, and it also created an event. So we are having an event tonight, and we can go for, 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever you like, okay? So we have 30 minutes, but we don't have to go that long because this is a test. So, Peggy, I know you very well. How about you tell some people a little bit about yourself?
Well, right now, I am reaping the benefits of a lot of years of hard work and running the last 3 years, running two businesses side by side. And finally, everything is coming together and starting to make perfect sense to me. And I'm very excited about what's happening right now in my life, and on a lot of different levels, but from a business perspective, I have been primarily doing, as you know, interior design for the last 15 years, and but I also became licensed in real estate about 3 years ago, and I've been doing that as well through Gloria Nielsen's Rumson office. And about a year ago, it was very difficult for me to run two businesses at the same time, two very different businesses. And I started thinking about, a friend of mine actually suggested that I start thinking about staging homes for real estate. And I had done a little bit of it, very little bit of it. But so over the last year, I started to really think seriously about shifting my focus. And so that's what I've been doing, shifting my focus in that direction. And it's something that I really love, and it really allows me to kind of stay in both worlds, in interior design and in real estate. And all of my clients are obviously brokers, realtors, and investors and builders. And you know I love construction. I've always loved construction and renovation. And, I learned a lot from Daddy and from my life experiences, so. So I'm really excited that that's what I'm able to do. I'm able to do what I really love and help people. And I love to help people.
So it should be.
Yeah. People who are trying to, selling a house is such a difficult process physically, mentally, and emotionally. And it's really rewarding to be able to help people to go through that process and hopefully make the process a little bit easier for them, but also protect their investment and allow them to really, you know, maximize the potential of the sale of their home.
Exactly.
A lot of people, you know, they don't really know how to even go about it. And realtor, you know, being a realtor, because I can say, because I've been on both sides of the fence, being a realtor is one thing. Being a stager is a whole different thing. And they both require
right.
a great deal of energy and time and expertise. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can hardly believe it. I remember you telling me that you were studying for your real estate exam. And within weeks, it seems like you took the test, and I think you were like top of your class. And then you got this great job with a fabulous agency in Rumson. So I'm very proud of you, Peggy, because
your
business before that too, MSN Interiors. I know you did wonderful work. I didn't see a lot of it. I didn't have to. I saw probably one of the best of your jobs was a friend of mine, you know, Sandy, and you know, you did her whole wall, and it was like in a gold metallic. I don't know what you would call it, but it's stunning. She's got a gorgeous home filled with beautiful antiques, and when I saw that, and she said, oh, that's your sister Peggy's work, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it was really gorgeous. So
yeah,
I've been
you know, really blessed and very fortunate to work with a lot of wonderful people and work in a lot of beautiful homes, and I also was very fortunate that, you know, when I did become licensed, I chose to go with the Gloria Nelson office in Rumson. The manager there is P.J. Rochford, and he's a wonderful broker. He's a great manager, and he's very supportive, and I consider him a good friend. And, you know, it's been a great experience. I've had some nice success with them, but it's funny, I intended to completely leave, you know, interior design and shift my focus to real estate and really to make that my primary focus. But as soon as I got licensed and as soon as I started to try to market and develop that business, my design business took off again. So I guess, God had another idea for me, and I didn't really understand why things were happening the way they were happening. I just went with it and went where the money was and went where my passion was. And my passion always has been, you know, design. And it's a lot more creative. And, you know, I mean, I enjoyed real estate, and I still do enjoy the few things that I do. It's just the staging thing, and a lot of people in this area really don't even really understand what it is, because it's been huge. And you may remember from when you were out on the West Coast, you know, it's been around on the West Coast for a long time.
Right.
And
yeah, I know what it is. I knew what it was. But can I interject something before I forget it, what you said about going, you know, with the company that you did? And, you know, so they say, do what you love and the money will follow. And I truly believe that. I mean, when you're that passionate about something and you put all your energy into it, it really does show and it does pay off. And you shouldn't be doing a job you don't love anyway in the first place. This is why I do.
I agree.
There's not a lot of money in what I'm doing right now, but I do love it, and I have the passion for it, so I put all this time and effort into it. And believe me, it's paying off in different ways. You know, being paid isn't always the green stuff, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
But so go around about a little bit more about this new company that you're going to be forming with the staging. Like, explain to people what it is, because there could be people out there right now that are wanting to maybe sell their house thinking, oh, well, how are we going to sell this house the way it is? The competition is fierce and the place is a mess. And, like, just explain to them what staging is.
Sure, absolutely. And
if you wouldn't mind.
Not at all. And I'm in the process, actually, of my design business, as you mentioned before, is called MSM Interiors.
Forgot to tell you to turn the phones off.
Yeah.
Okay.
And So I am
going to
be...
It's a job!
Creating... Yeah, no, it's my daughter actually looking for her wallet.
Okay.
So I am going to be, you know, creating an offshoot and establishing a specific brand for the staging business. And it's actually started to take off very recently, so I am in the process of creating that brand, working with a professional to create that brand, and there will be a website, and, you know, we'll be connected to all the different social media, you know, marketing that way and all that. So
right.
It's so new
right.
that I actually haven't even decided on the name yet. So unfortunately, I can't tell you what the name of the business is going to be. I can't plug it that way. But
okay.
I do have an MSM Interiors Facebook page, and so other information like my, you know, all my information and some of my more recent work can be seen there. But
getting back to
the original question, so staging, basically, when a house is going to be listed, a lot of times people don't know what the best way is what's the best way to present the house to attract the widest a range of buyer and to get the most money for a house. And, you know, each house is going to represent the homeowner's own personal taste. And so what staging does is we come into a home and we go room by room, basically, and we, you know, make a big to-do list, like a recommendation of for each room what needs to be done. And it can be things ranging from, you know, painting to repairing things. Sometimes you need to bring in contractors. I'm doing a big 4,500 square foot home, actually with the beautiful walkout finished basement. It's about 6,000 plus square feet right now in Wall Township. And it's a beautiful home. It's a $1 million home, no question about it. When the home was built about 15 years ago, the builder put in a pretty standard front door with two side lights and a transom. So one of the first things that I noticed when I walked up to the house was that the door really didn't match the house. So if it's going to be a $1 million house, then it needs to have a $1 million door. So we actually changed out the front door, you know. And
right.
So, I mean, it can be something that dramatic, or it can just be a matter of decluttering and rearranging the furniture. And
exactly.
I have a
yeah.
whole team of people behind me, people that I can bring in to declutter, to organize, to pack. I have painters, I have carpenters, I have storage units, I have movers. You know, I have anybody and everybody, landscapers, window cleaners,
right.
anybody that you
the
need
whole thing.
To get your
you
house
the whole package.
Ready,
right?
You know, listing ready, mm-hmm. and, you know, obviously I work with the realtors, and we figure out, you know, what makes sense, and, you know, work with the homeowner, obviously within their budget. But the thing is, most people don't realize that a staged home not only is going to sell for more money than a home that's not staged, because what staging also does is it neutralizes the house, it kind of depersonalizes it, and we work to
right.
make the house look
right.
appealing to whatever the market, like if you're in one area and you know your market is young, you know, professionals, you're going to stage
right.
the house a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole science to it, and I'm learning more about it every day, really. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I really love it, and obviously. And the other thing that the statistics show is that homes that are staged also sell faster. So they
right,
sell
right.
a lot faster, and they sell for more money. So you have to, you know, the homeowner has to put a little bit of money into it up front, but they're going to definitely get a greater return on their investment.
Right.
So it's
Definitely. I remember years ago watching, you know, a program where they were talking about real estate, and they were, I mean, many, many, many years ago, when they were just going out and buying flowers and plants and rearranging, maybe putting new pillows, a new bedding on the bed, and fixing new curtains and doing things like that, you know, just at a minimal fee. But I know today that it goes a lot deeper and a lot, you know, broader than that, because you want someone to come into a home and feel like that, oh yes, we could really live in this home, like it does depersonalize that when you change everything, like when you walk into a home and it's got the belongings of a person that lived in that home for 20 years, it's not gonna you know, be enticing. So I get the concept completely, and I mean it's a great thing.
Yeah, we freshen
and
things up.
And I enjoy
up.
It, too. I love decorating.
Life.
I didn't...
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
Yeah. Yeah, we freshen, you know, we give it a fresh, clean look. And actually, what you said is true. Like, the goal is to get the house to look like, you know, the home that the buyer can absolutely visualize themselves living in. We're creating a lifestyle. Not just a home, but a lifestyle.
Right.
So
when you do this, I'm thinking kind of ahead a little bit. Do a lot of people sometimes go in and they want to buy the house and the contents of the house as well, and then you just you know, add the amount of the investment into that?
Well,
I'm sure.
That can definitely
happen.
I mean, this house that I'm working on now, a lot of the furnishings are beautiful, and they are available, actually. They're not included in the price of the house, but they could be sold separate.
Sold, right.
You know, sold separately. And also, you know, sometimes, too, we need to bring in other pieces and, you know, and even vacant houses sell a lot better when they're staged. So, you know, right now I'm starting to build an inventory of furniture for that. But in the meantime, I have a wonderful source for furniture rental that's reasonable, that's really high-end, you know, quality furniture. And so we're going to be actually renting some pieces for this house to integrate with some of the other pieces. So,
I think... Well, most people that know our family know that, you know, with Daddy building boats and then building buildings, and I think he all taught us. We all have that instinctive desire and ingenuity is the word, ingenuity, or I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, but... I love to build things, and I love to refinish furniture. When I was 18, I was refinishing. You know, I bought a secretary desk, and I just, I antiqued it, so to speak, they called it. But I put a red, like this burnt red on it, and then black over it with paper towels and kind of smudged it a little bit, and it came out beautiful, and I bought it because people couldn't fit it on their truck and they were moving to Florida. I paid $15 for it, and I had an antique dealer tell me on this. Yeah, and that's when I'm 18, and you know how many years ago that was, like 50 years ago, and I was offered $300 for it then. So I enjoy doing that. If I had my own home on a backyard where I could work, I would probably be doing that now, like taking furniture and like sanding it and painting it and just having a ball, because I do enjoy doing that. And we're always hanging out with Daddy anyway, like watching him doing the, because he built one of the boats in our, you know, in the driveway. That was a big boat, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always,
yeah.
I mean, Daddy taught me how to use a hammer and a screwdriver and saws and every other darn thing. I mean, I know how to fix, like, lots of things. And it came in handy, that knowledge. It really did. It comes in knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it comes in handy, that knowledge. how to fix things. So
definitely.
I don't mess with electricity though. No electricity.
No.
I'm not into that.
Yeah. Yep. No, I know. Daddy's with me a lot of times when I'm at jobs doing different things. I mean, I just finished a 2-year, I finished that huge renovation project in Bradley Beach. And,
no, I didn't. No, because you're too busy to tell me anything.
I finished a 2-year, 6,000-square-foot home that overlooks the ocean at Bradley Beach.
Lord.
It's really one of a kind. It's an amazing home. And we renovated the entire thing. First, we renovated the 3-bedroom, 2,000-square-foot guest house. And then the homeowner moved in there.
That's as big
and then
as
they
my
stayed
house
there
was
for
in
two
California.
Years, we renovated the main house. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So,
yep.
You're
so like Daddy. Daddy renovated the Berkeley Carteret. And you renovated, I mean, that's big time, Peggy. That's like, that's big stuff. That's not like little fish in the sea. That's really, that's amazing. And I didn't know it. And I keep learning things, you know, about you that I don't know. And I guess when you come from so many kids, 7 kids, it's hard to keep up with everybody, especially in the world that we live in, where everything is go. And people don't sit down at dinner and talk anymore. You know, people are just busy doing their lives and supporting their families. And so, you know, it's not like the old days, you know. It's not like the old days when we were growing up. Even in our early 30s, in my early 30s, we would at least get together Christmas time and Easter time and, you know, other on birthdays and things like that. And at those times were the times that you would catch up with people and find out what they were doing and how they were doing. And it doesn't happen that much today. Families are kind of, you know, just doing their thing. And that's just the way it
is. Yeah, well, yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, you know, for me, divorce changed my whole life. So I'm lucky that I get to see my kids when I do see them. I mean, they're grown up now, so thank God.
Right.
But,
right.
It just is. My focus has shifted now because I'm not in that family anymore. So,
right.
But it's, you know. It's,
and that was your lifetime.
Good.
It was your lifetime since you were 18. So, this is really a trip, I'm telling you. This is because I talked to you a long time ago about maybe doing an interview, and I think it was the same thing. Well, I'm not quite ready, and when the time is right, we'll do it. And I guess the time was right because this is going to be a good interview, and I'm going to go on. It will appear on my Facebook page, and so I'll do a big promo. I'll do an after-interview promo that people will know, you know, to listen to it. It's,
I mean, I forgot we're even having an interview, and I'm talking like I'm just talking to you on the phone, so I have no idea what I'm even saying.
No, you're doing fabulous. So, you know, it's good that you forgot you're being broadcast live. I mean, it's okay. It's supposed to be very, my show is very laid back. It's supposed to be for fun. I mean, it's just to have fun and to learn about people. And you're the only relative I thought that I would start, you know, interviewing family members. And I was going to start with Billy and work my way all the way down, you know, and do that. But it just so happens that it was just supposed to happen this way. So,
yeah, I think you tricked me into this by telling me you had to do a test.
I didn't. I really didn't. I honestly, you know what? I don't think, you know, they say some people are really manipulative and stuff like that. And that's kind of funny because I realize if I'm, like, I really am not a manipulative person. I don't, like, think about angles or, oh, let's see, how can I get this from that, or but I don't really. My brain doesn't kind of go that way. Some people's do. Some people are extremely manipulative.
I can be very manipulative. Not
well,
anymore.
When,
no. But
well,
I used to be very
when you
innocent.
Said that about I tricked you, now, I would never trick anybody. It's just that I thought of you and I needed someone to do it that I could rely on and depend on to follow through, and I thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say anymore.
Okay.
But even though it's a big family, well, you know, in Florida, in Vermont, and, you know, two other sisters that are really extremely busy constantly, and not, you know, I just knew that you would be able to do the test. You'd pass the test with flying colors, the A student that you are.
Yeah, I'm glad that it worked out, and
yeah, and you did, and we should go to the end. We'll go to the end because I think we only have 4 minutes and 28 seconds left. It's a countdown, so we've already been, you know, we'll have done the full 30 minutes.
I definitely need to sign off then because I need to feed the dog, and I have a 7 o'clock appointment, and I need to feed myself, and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get ready to move on to the next phase of my evening.
Well,
so,
that sounds good. See, I'm retired. I got to get myself involved with the Sierra Club or something like that, or just get more involved in life. Because, you know, 68 is really, some of my friends that are older than I am, they go, come on, you're a kid. And I go, hey, maybe you feel like I'm a kid, but I don't feel like I'm a kid sometimes, you know. And I think the less active you become, the less enthused or the less energy you have for it. So I was promising myself last night that I was going to start doing yoga again and that I was going to look into joining the Sierra Club because I've been part of the Sierra Club several times in my life out in California and with the yoga as well. And I love to go on hikes and things like that. So I'm going to find out where the local Sierra Club is and get myself involved that way. Because other than my radio show and it keeps me pretty busy, my radio show and my music. It really does. It takes a lot of... you know, well, I didn't do it for you because you're my sister, but it, you know, I've been working on my show for tomorrow night, and this is a quickie one, but I've been put in at least an hour and a half already, and now tonight I'll probably put 4 hours promotion for this show tomorrow night, and usually it's like 5 days before the show that it goes out, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay because it will be on all week, the promo, because the show is not till Saturday. It's a it's a musician that I really, really like, and I'm not going to mention his name. I goofed on that, too. I put, a test so that I can make sure that it's right for so-and-so, and then I thought, I'm telling my best friend, do not mention that I'm going to interview him. I don't want anybody to know. And then I myself blurted it out with the big mouth that I have. You know, well, I wasn't aware that I did, but I did. So that was kind of stupid. I had never done a test before, and I didn't realize to unclick, like I said, the Facebook. That would have had it not go to my Facebook, and then nobody would have known anything, I don't think, unless it still might have, it wouldn't have gone to anywhere until I clicked on the Facebook. So I'm learning still after 2.5 years, and it's funny because we can hear that. We can hear them telling us it's 60 seconds and all that jazz. But it's 1 minute and 6 seconds, but that's okay. And if you go over sometimes, which I'm not going to because I know you have to go. But anyway, I this has been great. Now even though I can see us that we're both doing this and I've been hearing it and we're connected on to the Blog Talk Radio, now I have to go listen to the interview. It will come up on my page, and then I'll do a whole, you know, I'll do in the comment section, I'll do a big, you know, Ryan rocks it with her sister, Peggy Ryan Marchese.
Why don't
and
you
I'll
share,
put,
share it with me first so that I can tell you whether I want you to delete it or not.
Now, wait a minute. I'm the promoter and the producer of this show. Nobody tells me how to do it. No, I'm going to take it from our interview.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to take it from our – unless you want to tell me right now. Hold on. I got a piece of paper because I got to get promoting my other guy, too. Hold on. Here. You tell me exactly. I mean, you know, I'm a professional, dear.
Well, I just want to – No, it's
go
fine.
Ahead,
it's
tell
fine.
Me.
I just want to be able to hear it.
Oh, you want to hear? You're going to hear the interview, but I'm
how?
Going to put, you know, that I had this lovely interview, and we're still broadcasting. Oh, it looks like it went to zero, but we're still on.
Oh, good.
Why don't we go
right,
ahead
well,
and end?
Can we talk
let's
after
end
we,
this.
We're done with the interview.
Yeah, I want to thank everyone out there in Radio Land for, you know, checking in with me again, your host, Nancy Ryan, host of Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, via Blog Talk Radio and the best internet radio station in the state of New Jersey, HamiltonRadio.net. So, off we go. Have a wonderful evening. Till next time. Enjoy. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you, Peggy, for being my special guest tonight. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye, Peggy.
Bye.
Oh.